Gibt es gerade da, was sagt es, wo bekam er, dass man im Kreis beginnen mit Alt, gibt es das Meister, beginnen die Gemara, hoche Beschuss, kibbele und nicht der Russer. Here we are Beschuss, the woman had permission, so she accepted responsibility, and that's why she was chayev. That's why Rava obligated her to pay. Now, which Tosfos addressed the question, he says, Abba Gavdalel, although previous, on the previous Amit, Mem Zayin Mabes, Amr, Rava said, Adrabah to the contrary, Shun the Beschuss, who had Mekabal Baal Bais Netarusa Tvei. What do you mean? When you have permission to enter, that doesn't make the one who entered have more responsibility. To the contrary, the opposite, the owner takes more responsibility. And that even if the animal chokes itself, the one who lets him in is responsible. So to the contrary, we see that the Baal Bais' power gets weakened when the enterer has permission. Says Tosfos, no. How fine the time and the reason is because the Merkin comes out. Because ultimately the woman needs a more discreet because she reveals her arms when she's kneading the dough. And if the owner has to remove himself. Ah, okay. So then that's their responsibility now. And not the owner's, because the owner can be there. And therefore the Gemara asks, this addresses another question. He says, that's why the Gemara asks from the woman that enter to grind. Why don't you ask from all the kids in the Mishnah? No, it says the reason is because the Meisha Nichol El Mifrach. The Gemara preferred to ask from the case of the woman because the Saga Dedek, the Gemara thought the Isha, specifically when there's a woman, that then the owner has to leave more because of being secluded with her. Which ultimately the Gemara says, no, the baking is different than kneading. But that was what the Gemara assumed. And to ask from specifically the case of the woman, and that's why she's liable. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara. Although the master says ishbar v'leishoybar, that why are you giving me chayiv for what your animal did? Meaning, how is your liability here at all for the bar? But it was the animal that made the bar. So and we're saying the Baal Chatz is mechayiv for that person's shur that made a bar. Claim, in other words, what Tosfos explains the Gemara's question is, and therefore, he will live to Baal Chatzar, meaning obviously not the owner of the shutter, as we're saying. He's only chayiv for the hezek he did to that property, but for the bar itself, we shouldn't even call it a bar, and therefore the owner of the Chatzar should be potter. Which on that, the Gemara answers that no, that he should have filled it up. But answer says, every time we can say, wait a second, Kol Shekhin, all the more so. Meaning, what's the Gemara's asking? The Elam Metina Shel, if you're not excluding an ox, Shahiro, live to Baal Chatzar, that we for sure should say that the owner of the courtyard should be exempt. To the contrary, if we didn't say then we'll say that a shur could make a bar. So then the owner of the shur should be chayv. So what you're saying, like, oh, even though, what do you mean, even though? To the contrary, that's more of a reason to say that he's part of. If somebody says, no, that's what the Gemara says. The master says, ish bubble ish shoy bur, that it's only if a man makes a pit and not an ox making a pit, and behoyero lifter kol oba, meaning that every single person should be exempt. Bubur shakur shar, that any pit that an ox digs, in other words, mekoy kasa, therefore, hoyero lifter balachatza. So, yeah, therefore, we would exempt the owner of the court. Where he would expand from this posig, it's really, and that's really the key over here. No person should be liable to Barsha for the pit that this ox digs. That's what we're saying, that no, ain't Svar Lidrishkach. No, we don't make such a drasha. Since it's on him to fill it up, come on, the character, it's as if he dug it. That's what the Gemara's question and answer is. Manera, it would seem, the fillim chafra adam. So it's a chiddush, that even if a person dug it, the Bach Yubahu, where he's a person that could be, he's an Ishbar, that could be liable. No, the owner of the court is to be liable for the damage of the pit. Because it's on him to fill it up. The one who dug it just has to be responsible for the damage of the courtyard. But Tosfos remains with Tzarchi and he requires further analysis if that's true, if it's not just a case of Mashar, but even if a person had dug it. Next, Tosfos has to begin with the Gemara. The man digs a pit and not an ox digging a pit. To say, wait a second, Malel, the Gemara previously enough chabez omen aleph, and taste the master lab discusses over there. Patrin the balagamal, we examine the owner of the camel, kishalei sichsecha. When it doesn't singe, the madam ishmishim emainai, we say, if you hold that fire, so machoik is ishmishim hitab ishmishim emainai, if you hold isha, the liability is because it's money. So we say that, oh, okay, it's not your arrow, it's not you, it's your animal did it. Oh, so, okay. The what the subsequent causes of now creating some type of a loss. Meaning to say, when St. Louis Six, he's talking about there, where he's the fire he's causing by standing over there, but it's causing the fire to happen. Oh, so then you're gonna be potter because you didn't do the fire. Problem is, I've got like said ish ish v'lishar ish. Meaning the whole reason why we're saying in our Gemara why you're not chayiv for your ox digging a pit is because ish v'lisharba. But it's something without that you would be liable for the mazik that your animal created, that your mom created. So why, when your animal creates the mazik of ish, do we say, oh, you owe your potter because you didn't do it, your animal did it? But we don't have any drush of ish ish v'lishar ish. So you should be liable even if your ox makes ish. Bishop Distance is going to say, no, doesn't that make sense? No, there is, because the Pasuk says over there, Shalom Yishalom Hamabes HaBa'era, that the one who makes the fire should pay. The Mashmi tells him, Dafka Yishmav Yasmo Mashalom, when he makes the fire himself, and not when his animal, when his woman causes the creation of a fire. Next, this Mashmi begins the Gemara, but Tinspul Caleb. And his garments, his vessels, get ruined. Just which Rashi explains, yeah, Dafka Caleb, we were saying specifically his garments, his vessels, because Avahu Atzmai Huzik, but if he himself would be harmed, then the owner of the pit, the owner of the ox would be liable. And well, why wouldn't you say that it has to be a man making a pit and not an ox making a pit? No, because the Chomidi to have a delay, because anything that was his at the time when it fell, like let's say, animal dung, excrement. Well, let's his camel fell and they didn't pick it up. You're liable that your animal or its dung, whatever, is a bur that you're chayefal. Because what do you mean? But the person didn't dig it. But it's like, so to speak, his camel having dug it. Oh, so that's the answer, because kim b'shas kriya didehu, when it was being dug, it was his. And below Rami Lisluke Belisalke, and it's as if he should have removed it and he didn't. So that not removing his command the character is like as if he dug it. I've got the mafkalu basashaita, even though he ends up being mafka at a later point in time. So therefore that's gonna be considered as his bar, and that's why he's going to be chayv. And you're not gonna say that it was not by him, this bar, and rather it was by his ox. Now, this is not comparable to an ox that dug a pit in Rosh Hashanah, because the chafir labidehu. Yeah, you're right. That digging is not his. And the lila kosher regal tanigum elav. Well, let's say when you have the bucket that's get tied onto the leg of the chicken by itself, the labidehu, that's not his. And therefore, yeah, then you putter. That's shar bar. But here it would be included in the liability of the bar. And therefore, again, you putter on the kalim, but himself. That gets damaged, so which for other than Mazik, you are chayv, the owner of the ox that made this, because it's like as if the person himself made the bar. So since it says, sounds like a rational interpretation of my domestic, this would come out of the stem globe that generally, that waste matter from an animal, who a person that plays it on this, delivered to Rina Nelikil of Dafka, that, oh, we're only going to say you're exempt for vessels, like we start off in Taisus. But he himself is going to be liable for the damage. That's what sounds like from Rashi. But Elohim there, according to reappears, the Vaodai Miyakara, the Sagadaita. No, you're right. According to what we originally assumed, Delay Afkaday, that he's not making it on the list. Okay, so that's his. So Leipatel Kalev is only being exempt on the vessels. Well, Lafia Maskana, but according to the conclusion, the Omar that he says the Mafkubay is making it on the list, and the Philippo Atzmai Potter, and even the guy himself, on his damages will be exempt. Why? And this is important, those words, because it's similar to someone who declares ownerless things that could cause damage if it was fell originally because of something beyond his control. And when the Nefilas Gemalai, the falling of his camel, Makminon, that the Gemara establishes over there on Chavtesim and Aleph, that the Itkel, that he tripped, Itkel Begamle, and his camel tripped on him. So that's his fault. Or it went through like a ribbon of a pesheh, where he's negligent. Oh, if you're negligent, okay, and then you're mafkir. No, that's going to be your liability. But over here, delay pasha, where he was not negligent, even though if he was not being mafkir, he would have to remove it. But now that A, it was through nefilah ba'oinus, and his mafkir is going to be potter. Since there's a pesha kunjit near a yaser, it seems more appropriate the interpretation of Rashi. Because she ain't near a shechayz, mamash le potter, le kelov. it doesn't seem that the Gemara retracts from this that they're only exempting only the vessels. And b'chashan hay nafkin zaken lach nefilas pshia, and because we're actually considering it as when you'd make your damaging elements hefker after a fall of a pshia. Why? Because he is negligent. How so? Because he's bringing his ox without permission. It's normal for it to release waste matter, and therefore that's considered being mafkered after mefilas of shir because it was a negligent. You know it's going to happen. The next test, master begins gemara zikum. Balabai is potter. So and if they damage the homeowner, so then he's going to be potter. Meaning, if the homeowner damages it, since he came without permission, the Baal has to be pot. As it says, but then we can say, wait a second, why do you need this teaching of Rava? But the Mishnah that we had in the Flamed Bezim at Bez, when someone's chopping wood, the Chayev, we say, is going to be liable because he's chopping wood and the private property of his Rishos Yachad, and it damages another private property. But if it damages that in his own private property, is he going to be potter? So that's exactly what Rabbi is saying. Some tests what you can say is no doubt. But you would have thought to say that over there, Mishum, they could trace fake. There's two doubts. First of all, Shemla Tebakas Netasis. Maybe the wood is not going to go flying. And again, maybe no one's going to come up and get damaged. But over here, where you know the guy is here, maybe you would thought to say that you would be chayiv, even though it's in the guy's private Rishos Yachad, and therefore you need Rabbi to teach that he's going to be part of it.